The Silent Saboteurs of Job Profiling, Part 2. Chimone Zariman, Executive Job Evaluation and Job Profiling Expert at 21st Century. In Part 1, we exposed how vague verbs, especially the notorious, ensure, introduce ambiguity that silently derails the integrity of job evaluation. But unclear language is only one part of the problem. Structural profiling mistakes pose just as serious a threat to fair grading, internal equity, and defensible remuneration systems. This second article in the three-part series focuses on the structural missteps that cause the most damage: lack of differentiation between levels, inappropriate inclusion of ad hoc duties, and misconceptions around job titles and volume of work. 1. Writing profiles in isolation. When profiles are written without input from professionals that have proper job profiling knowledge, as well as the line managers, the result is often three layers of roles that all sound the same. Poor example. In many organizations, three different roles, such as manager, senior manager, and head of department, HOD, may all include the exact same sentence in their job profiles, develops and implements departmental strategies, policies, and procedures. To avoid this, the profiles should reflect the correct level of input and accountability. HOD oversees development and approves departmental strategies, policies, and procedures. Senior manager develops departmental strategies, policies, and procedures for approval and drives implementation. Manager provides input into the development of operational strategies and supports implementation. This differentiation reflects actual levels of responsibility and is critical for accurate evaluation. Or organizational levels. Despite different reporting lines or organizational levels, the same verbs are mistakenly used repeatedly, making it impossible to distinguish. Scope of authority, complexity of decisions, level of accountability vs. responsibility, degree of strategic versus operational involvement. 2. Ad hoc responsibilities don't belong in job profiles. A profile should reflect the core purpose and recurring outputs of a role, not ad hoc or temporary tasks. Poor example, safety representative duties included in, for example, an accountant's profile. The general rule of thumb is, if it won't be expected of the next person to be hired in the role, it does not belong in the profile. It blurs the role's scope and may falsely inflate the perceived level of responsibility. If someone regularly holds a secondary responsibility, it should be addressed through compensation, not smuggled into the primary profile. This means that the job grade and profile should remain the same, but the compensation connected to the job grade should be at a higher percentile. This is where the concept of grade, the job vs. pay the person, often gets confused, and this leads to people being profiled and graded instead of the job. 3. Job titles and volume of work are not evaluation criteria. Job evaluation is based on the complexity of the role, not its name or how busy the incumbent is. 3.1 Volume of work does not influence the job grade. Example. A cleaner responsible for one boardroom is graded A2. A year later, they clean two boardrooms as the company doubled in size. Work hours are now double what they were initially. But the complexity of the job remains the same, the types of decisions made remain the same, the tools and methods used remain the same, the impact of the decisions made on the company remain the same. Therefore, the profile and the grade should remain A2, but the salary connected to the A2 grade can now be moved to a higher percentile within that pay scale, because of the increase in hours of work. Again, the concept of grade, the job vs. pay the person, should be followed. 3.2 Fancy titles do not influence the job grade. A common mistake in job profiling is inflating job titles in an attempt to boost perceived seniority or morale. Example, renaming a receptionist role to executive of first impressions may sound impressive, but it does not change the actual complexity, responsibility, or decision-making authority of the role. If we evaluated jobs based on title, the role might misleadingly appear to warrant a higher grade. Job evaluation is deliberately title agnostic. It looks at the substance of the role, not the semantics. Titles are often shaped by organizational culture or branding, but they are not indicators of job size. Final word of part 2. Misprofiled levels, inclusion of ad hoc tasks, and inflated titles undermine the objectivity of job evaluation and create ripple effects throughout the HR value chain. From distorted pay equity to flawed organizational design and career pathing, the consequences are both structural and cultural. Getting profiling right means more than filling in a template. It means understanding the rules, interrogating assumptions, and aligning outputs with actual role expectations. If you're unsure whether your profiles reflect true job content, it's time to seek expert support. Ends. Author at Chimone Zariman, 21st Century Plus Posts Bio at Chimone Zariman, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Link-They-Silent-Saboteurs-of-Job-Profiling at Chimone Zariman, 21st Century #Malongui-Disabled-Link-From-Overwritten-To-Underpaid, Limitations of AI in Job Profiling and Why Human Expertise Still Matters. Share on your socials.